Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is what you gonna do. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
To Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to come again across these airways on tonight. Hallelujah. Bringing you again the divine word of truth. Hallelujah. I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for being able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your old ship of Zion dial. I just thank God for you that just so eagerly tune in, and I just thank God for you because you're just a blessing to this ministry, and I just thank God for you. And so we're going to take time out right now to just give condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones, hallelujah, within the last 48 hours or even as early as this morning. We want to just send our condolences out to you and you that has lost a loved one on today. And may God just strengthen your heart, hallelujah, and just give you peace in your soul, hallelujah. As only Jesus Christ can do, hallelujah. We know that he is a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator, hallelujah. God is everything that we need him to be. So like I first stated, may God richly bless you as you go into your time of mourning. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go into our prayer. We have an opening prayer that we do every time that we come across these airways. We want to acknowledge God in every single thing that we do. Hallelujah. We don't ever want to leave God out. Hallelujah. Because God is the cornerstone of our salvation. Hallelujah. So I'm just asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge our Lord and Savior, the only one. Jesus is his name. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We want to reference him on tonight. So I'm just asking those of you to bow your heads and pray along with me. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity again around this spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly soil is not our permanent domain, God. But we know that you have lying in wait a place for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your way, and according to your command. Hallelujah. But until you crack those clouds, one historical day we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you, gracious Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank God, you know, just being able to be in your presence once again on tonight. I was just kind of going to take a breather, but, you know, I just love God, and I just love the word of God, and I just love my assignment. I love my itinerary that God has outlined it for me. And so I just said, well, you know, Lord, you know, I'm just going to go ahead on and just get up and go tonight, go out and just get your word done, and because it's always going to be somebody that need a word. We always need a word from God every day. It's not a time we don't need a word. So we know that the word is vital to our daily spiritual lives. Hallelujah. With God. And so, like I first stated, I just thank God for you, you, and you that so graciously tune in on tonight. And I just thank God, and may God richly bless you. And I just want you to get you a good seat, get you a good cushion to just you know, position your posture, and just get you some comfortable shoes on. And just help me, hallelujah, to help me to bring and edify the divine word of God. Hallelujah. And I have noticed that. Look like my tongue has gotten tied up for some reason, but you know, I'm going to pray for that, because that's something new. I had never had that to happen, but it's just coming quite often now, you know. And although I have a family member that kind of stutters, I don't think his stuttering rubbed off on me, at least I hope not. But in the same token, I'm going to pray that God remove that. You know, because I don't need an impaired speech. I need to speak when I need to speak. Hallelujah. And so we now, I'll be with you 30 minutes on the clock, and I know that the clock is now ticking right along. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on tonight, we're talking about the angel of the Lord. And you might say, oh, say a word, what you mean, the angel of the Lord? Well, God have angels that is messengers, and they go about doing the assignment that God present unto them. Each one has his own itinerary of what God want him to do or her to do, because I don't think it's just a, you know, one sex host of angels. I believe, you know, there are males and females. He said, created he them. So I would assume that it's females as well as males, angels, you know, to carry out God's assignment. And, you know, sometimes as we travel on these roads and highways and our everyday livelihood, you know, when we leave home, you know, like I always first state, that it's so essential for us to pray. Because prayer, it has the tendency to get God's attention, you know, when we pray. And then God will summon his angelic angels to put a hedge over you and I. So when you go out on those unknown highways and roads and side roads and dead ends and curves, you know, and mountains and just various places in your travel, then God will send out his angelic angel to encamp a hedge around about you. And so that keeps you from, you know, getting into an accident that normally, maybe without prayer, the shield of prayer, then we could have, you know, met a trailer tractor that came over into our lane, you know. Or it could have been a drunk driver, you know, that veered into our lane. You know, we have people that's driving, trying to make their face, and, you know, trying to take out their rollers, and trying to text, and, you know, all these things, elements that's going on, you know, inside of the car. It's, you know, it used to be we you know, and we took a defensive course, because when you take your driving when you read the book, you know, and then you read the book and then you learn the do's and don'ts, the law of the road, then they tell you to come back, then they put you out in the road, and not only do they put you out in the road, but they get in the car with you. So, you know, you don't drive reckless. You wouldn't drive reckless with the patrolman in the car with you, you know. But now people is doing everything in their cars now, driving down the highway, you know, in the lanes and the roads, you know. But we know we could have been a victim, could have been a victim of people, you know, just shooting on the rampage, you know. I mean, this world, like I said, is in a turmoil, is in an uproar. And people are doing things that you wouldn't normally hear, but now, you know, I don't think that anything could be a surprise in this time and era that we live in now. I think we can just really look for anything to just go out and go on now. And we just, like I said, we just have to pray wherever we go, pray. And then when God bless you to make your destination, and if you have to return home in that same time, then you pray for God's shield of protection upon returning home or returning to your destination. So we know that God has his angels camped all around about us. And I tell you, it's just so wonderful to have God's angels, you know, that they carry out God's assignment. And they are the angels of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that the angels of the Lord, hallelujah, they are angels, and then they are also called the angels of God. And they is mentioned precisely about 60 times in the Bible. And they are God's personal spokesman, a spokeswoman. They are God's personal representative of humanity. Hallelujah. And sometimes we read in the Old Testament that the angels is practically identified with God, as in Jacob encountered at Bethel, then Moses at the burning bush, and the deliverance from Egypt. Hallelujah. That's in the law of Genesis 31 and 13, Exodus 3 and 2, then Judges 3 and 1. And then in other places, the angels is differentiated from God in 2 Samuel 24 and 16, Zechariah 1 and 12 through 13. The angels is a distinguished from God, as in Luke 1 and 19, where Gabriel is named. Then we go to Acts 8 and 26. And 29, they might refer to the activity of the Holy Spirit. Now, in Abraham's day, the angel appeared to Hagar in the wilderness and told her to return to her mistress, Sarah, and promised that God would greatly multiply her offspring. And that scripture reading is found in the law of Genesis 16 and 7 through 12. Hallelujah. And we know that when David displeased God by taking a censer, we're told that the angels, hallelujah, brought destruction in the form of a Philistine. And it killed about 70,000. So I tell you, you know, God has got his messengers to do what he needs them to do. You know, they are always right there at God's disposal. Whenever he, you know, summon them, they're right there. Hallelujah. Then we can go down and we can read in the law of Psalms that the angels, they may bring either blessing or they can bring judgment just according to the assignment that God has given to them. And then we know that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Hallelujah. The Lord, he delivers them. That scripture reading is in Psalms 34 and 7. But we know that the enemy of God's people are subject to angelic judgment. That scripture reading is found in the law of Psalms 35 and 5 through 6. And we know that the angel is also prominent in Zechariah. And then you go in the Gospel of Luke. The angel of the Lord appeared to Zechariah announcing the birth of John and Jesus. Hallelujah. That scripture reading found in the law of Luke 1 and 11, then 2 and 19. An angel appeared in a nativity story. Hallelujah. In the dream instructing Joseph concerning the Holy Family. That scripture reading is found in the law of Matthew 2 and 13 through 19. And in Matthew, accounts of the resurrection. In the book of Acts, the angel of the Lord is mentioned on several occasions. Hallelujah. For example, he opened the prison door in Acts 5 and 19 and then 12 and 7. Hallelujah. Then he gave travel direction to Philip and struck down the keys Herod Agrippa as a judgment of God. That's found in the law of Acts 12 and 23. So we find out that the angels is yet at work doing, hallelujah, what the commander-in-chief has instructed them to do. And we know, hallelujah, that in the summary of the angels of the Lord, they are active in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. And it's working to effect the divine purpose. And it's both to bless and to judge sometimes. We know that God communicates his will through the angels who can guide and direct his people. Hallelujah. At other times, the angel may also be seen as a divine messenger who is responsible for carrying out God's will of judgment. You know, sometimes things happen. You know, people, you come across people, you know, in such a manner sometimes you say, you're just an angel in disguise, you know. And people, you know, God sent out his angelic personnel, I think, in all kind of acts. You know, I don't think it's just one act, but several acts that God uses people for his purpose and for his glory. Hallelujah. And so we're also told that it was approximately 292 references to the angels in the Bible, and about 114 in the Old Testament, and then about 178 in the New Testament. And it said that it's over 60 references to the angel of the Lord. But it does not include the two names, angels in the Bible, and that was Gabriel and Michael. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that there are about 60 references to the cherub and the cherubim, celestial being, who are mentioned frequently in connection with God's symbolic enthronement in the tabernacle or the temple. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we know that the angels, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the angels of the Lord on tonight. And the word angel meant simply a messenger. And the word says usually the messenger was an agent of God who carried out some aspects of divine purpose as it related to humankind. Hallelujah. For example, two angels came to Sodom to warn Lot and his family of the impending destruction of that city. Hallelujah. And then there was another occasion that an angel could serve to guide a person into the fulfillment of God's will. For instance, Abraham's servant was sent. Hallelujah. To find a wife for Isaac from his own people after Abraham had said that the Lord would send his angel before him to achieve the intended purpose. That's found in the law of Genesis 24 and 8 and on through 40. And then we're told sometime the angel appeared in the Old Testament to encourage God's people. Thus the patriarch Jacob after he left Beersheba, he had a dream at Bethel in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven. And we are told that the angel of God was ascending and descending on it. That's found in the law of Genesis 28 and 12. Hallelujah. God spoke to Jacob through this experience, reassured him that he would be his God and watch over him, eventually bringing him back to the land of promise. That's found in the law of Genesis 28 and 13 through 15. Hallelujah. Genuinely putting their trust in the living God. The angels of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, and he delivers them. That scripture reading is found in the law of Psalms 34 and 7. Hallelujah. And I know it looks like my time is running out, and I might have to come back with a conclusion on this. Hallelujah. As far as the angel of the Lord's sermon on tonight. But we know that sometime angels were assigned punitive roles in a divine purpose. A striking illustration of God using an angel to execute his judgment. And that is found in the law of 1 Chronicles. God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem. So you know God has his angels, like I said, to carry out his assignment unto his will and to his way. Then he also unleashed against them his hot anger, his wrath, his indignation and hostility, a bands of destroying angels. That's found in the law of Psalms 38 and 49. Hallelujah. And I know, like I said, my time is closing in. So we would just leave it right here. And I will open up the lines because there may be someone that have a testimony or have a prayer petition that they want to bring before the throne of God. So I am now going to open the lines, hallelujah, to those that might have a prayer petition that you want to bring before the throne of God. And I will relate those numbers across the monitor. And those numbers are 646-230-74. 877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. So if there be anyone that desire prayer on tonight, and you would like to have the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio. You will get a live operator, and that will be me. So I would just encourage you, and those of you that might have a burning testimony that you want to share, some good news of Jesus that Jesus has performed in your spiritual lives, hallelujah, we are just eagerly to hear from you. And so while we're waiting for those that may call in or have a mind to call in or might be thinking about calling in, we're going to present unto you some joyful praise. So I'd just like for you to just listen up, if you will. Hope and pray that you enjoy. God bless you. Hallelujah. greetings. All right, I'm back, and I know time is running on out on us, so if there be no prayer petitions tonight, well, then I will allow these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you would want your ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're almost certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Send your correspondents. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet across these highways and skyways, go in courage to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.